gently close your eye. Then we prepare our contemplation posture. Relax our foreheads. Relax our eyelids. Relax our face. Putting on a small smile at the corner of our mouth, like a Mona Lisa smile. And try to check your hips. Level your chin with the floor. Then your shoulder blade should be level. And slightly pull back a bit your shoulder blades. And that will straighten up your back. Gently tucking your belly. Tuck your hand on your leg or your thigh. Bum can be facing up or down. So once you do a final adjustment and try not to move anymore, all right, now try to focus on the tip of your nose. Let's observe our breathing. First by exhale, then followed by inhale. So every exhale followed by an inhale counted as one. Then we try to do 10 count. See whether we can concentrate on our breathing. Likewise, if your concentration has actually a mind wander, you can gently pull back and focus on breathing, but start to count from one again. Let's begin. right now, I want you to recall the thing that happened on yesterday. We start from yesterday morning. The interactions that you have with someone else on yesterday morning. Then choose one interaction you have with someone. That means, up from thing that happened in yesterday morning, choose one interaction that you have with someone else. Then you check yourself whether the interactions that you have with that person, is it pleasant or productive, or is not pleasant or not productive? So for my case, I have recalled that incidents happened on yesterday morning. Someone A is actually wasting a lot of my time. And I feel a bit of impatient with that person. So recall your own. After that, I want you to, when you look at that incident, that interactions with the persons, do you realize that the experience you are having is actually a luminous image that pop out from the seeds that you have been planted in the past that create the kind of experience you are facing? So during that moment, do you realize it's a luminous image that popping up from the seeds that how we treated others in the past? Do you have that kind of awareness? Let's move into yesterday afternoon. Same thing of all the interactions, all the things that happened in yesterday afternoon. Choose one interaction that you have with someone else. Then check yourself. Do you feel present, productive, or not present and not productive during that incident happens? For myself, I have a very meaningful talk with my daughter. So I feel very happy to have a very meaningful talk with my daughters yesterday afternoon. So recall one incident in yesterday afternoon, your feeling on that particular incident. During the incidents or the interaction with someone in the afternoon, yesterday, do you realize that at that moment, the experience you are facing is actually coming from a luminous image popping up from the seeds in your mind that you have been planted in the past? Your talk to yesterday night evening, same thing out of all the incidents that happened in yesterday evening, choose one incident or thing that happens and then check yourself what kind of feeling you have, present, productive or not. For my case, I have conversations with my helper. I say, I'm so lucky to have you because the dishes that you cook is so yummy, so delicious. How about yours? Same, go for it. During that moment, on yesterday evening, on the moment when you interact with the person or thing that happens, do you realize that there is a luminous image popping up from your mental seeds that how you planted in the past that create the feeling that you are having at that moment? Check yourself. We go back on the yesterday morning, the thing that you have been chosen. Let's check about what kind of seeds that we have been planted in the past that actually created created the feeling or the experience there with that we are encountered. So for my case, A is actually wasting a lot of my time during the conversations. I noticed that it's actually coming from the seeds that have been planted in the past 1 week ago. I actually wasted quite a few percent time by waiting for my reply. So for you, try to recall back what kind of seeds that have been planted in the past week or months that let you experience the thing that you experienced in the yesterday morning. Now let's check about yesterday afternoon, the incident that you have been chosen. For my case, I have a very meaningful talk with my doctors. And I know that it's because I have praised quite a number of people in the past a few weeks during the meeting. During the events, and that created, I have a very meaningful talk with my doctor in yesterday afternoon. So check yourself, what seed have you been planted? Let's come to yesterday evening. I actually praised my helper. The thing she cooked is so yummy and delicious. I understand that is coming from I have given thing to others that actually make them happy. And that plant the luminous image and pop out as a seeds from the seeds to create the food that I really enjoy so much. So check yourself, what kind of seeds have you been planted for yesterday evening thing that happens? We understand that thing that happens around us that we have the experience from things or persons is coming from our luminous image, popping out from the seeds that how we treated others in the past. And that will let us stay in a real world. However, if we are unaware of thing that happens outside is coming from the luminous image that we have been planted in the past, then we are actually staying in a make-believe world, which is unreal. And if we are trying to manipulate the unreal world by thinking things coming from itself and not from the luminous image, and that we're actually wasting our time throughout the day, we start to manipulate things that are unreal. Wasting our time, wasting our efforts, wasting the opportunity that we have to use this time to create the thing that we want, to create the dream that we want to achieve. So I want you to think over it. If we keep on staying in the darkness of the forest, which is an unreal world, our time is actually wasted. All our efforts will not be able to create our dream. And not able to create the daily activity that we want the thing that happens. Give you some time to think about this thing. Are you staying in the forest darkness? Or are you staying in the sunshine part of the forest? So after this self-reflect, make up your mind, starting from today, this morning, throughout the whole day, every day, we want to make up our mind not to wasting time to manipulate an unreal thing, unreal world. We want to let ourselves stay in a sunshine in the forest, which means by planting the correspondent seeds and let this luminous image pop up from our mental seeds to let us achieve the dream that we want to. So make up your mind now. You want to stay in the sunshine of the forest, which is the real world, which is everything around us is coming from the luminous image from our mental seeds. Give you some time to make the decisions. Once you are ready, you can move your hands and your leg and start to do three long exhale. And when you are ready, you can open your eye and back to this room.